The CEOs of two of the nation's major airlines were on Capitol Hill today. There was U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker, the man who has already engineered one airline merger and hopes to preside over another. There was also Delta Airlines CEO Gerald Grinstein, whose airline is the target of Parker's latest takeover attempt. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
For months, the airline industry has been watching and waiting to find out what will happen to Doug Parker's audacious bid to gain control of Delta Airlines. U.S. Airways itself is the product of a merger and is only a couple of years out of bankruptcy, so many people were surprised last fall when Parker unveiled his plan to acquire the much larger Delta. Parker told lawmakers today the last thing the airline industry needs is a return to the status quo.
If all we do is let it settle with a bunch of airlines coming out of bankruptcy and then going back to where we were, which is, oh, fuel prices are falling, the economy's coming back, we're going to be back here in 5 or 6 years, Senator, asking you for other bailouts, and I don't want to do that.
But Delta CEO Gerald Grinstein opposes the deal. He told the Senate Commerce Committee a merger would result in lost jobs and leave Delta saddled with billions of dollars in additional debt just as it prepares to emerge from Chapter 11. And he said for consumers, a Delta U.S. Airways merger would likely mean a reduction in service.
I believe this merger will, of necessity, lead to loss of service opportunities, reductions in service. If you believe that with the kind of debt that this is going to have, that you're not going to reduce your hubs, you're not going to reduce frequencies, you're not going to consolidate flights and reduce planes, you believe in Tinkerbell. It has to happen.
Lawmakers were also somewhat skeptical, questioning whether a merged airline would continue serving less profitable rural areas. Delta has been doing its best to derail the merger. At a Washington rally this week, Lee Moak, head of the Airline Pilots Union, said Delta should be allowed to emerge from bankruptcy as a standalone carrier, not as a subsidiary of U.S. Airways.
Here's a message for U.S. Airways. We don't need Doug Parker. We don't want Doug Parker. We're going to emerge as Doug Parker's worst nightmare.
But in the end, U.S. Airways' plan to acquire Delta won't be up to the employees or to the lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Ray Neidel, an analyst at Calion Securities, notes that Delta is still in bankruptcy and doesn't control its own future.
It's going to be up to the creditors initially to decide if they want to pursue the offer by U.S. Airways. We may never get to that point if the process is delayed further. The creditors give a strong indication that they want to stick with this current management and Delta as a standalone.
And in recent days, there have been some signs that Delta's creditors may be souring on the U.S. Airways proposal. U.S. Airways recently increased its offer to nearly $10 billion and has given creditors a deadline of February 1st to accept or reject the latest offer. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.